for VWA Mobile. N4MMW. KN4VWA.
Subway, you up to this morning? WU2T.
WU2T. Hust, what's going on this morning there, big boy? KN4VWA.
I've got to head out of here in a few minutes. Got a doctor's appointment. And go see if they can tell me what's wrong with my right hip. And then got to run up to Tryon and deliver some parts to maybe get my amplifier back in service again. Minor things like that. And then tomorrow morning I got to throw a line up in a tree and see if I can raise the corner of my antenna a little bit higher. So if you're not doing nothing, come on over and help.
Old age, end of story.
Trepidus problem to me, man. Now I tell you what, I am going to a modelers meeting in the morning, and then I've got my high school guys that I go to lunch with once a month, Eastside High School, class of 73, and we're going to meet up for lunch at noon, and I might be clear after that. Rusty, how you doing, Tom?
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, Rusty. Well, doing all right. Got to gripe one thing. My foot's hurting already, but c'est la vie. And that's what my doctor told me about my back, Rusty. He says, you got an old back. End of story. How you doing, Rusty?
Oh, not doing too bad. And mine is not my back. I know about what my problem with my back, but that's, we work through that. I've got stuff I can take for that, but this is just my right hip is giving me fits. And other than that, but I got to head out of here in a few minutes and head over to the doctor's office because I got an appointment. So I might be a good idea to make it and see what they can find out, if anything. But I just heard both y'all in there, and I heard Steve in there, and I had to rattle his chain this morning because Jimmy's smart. He's not going to talk to Steve on Monday morning. It's too early to get him in trouble.
Yuck, yuck, yuck. Listen, if both of y'all quit jumping ditches, you might not have bad hips and backs.
I suppose that's true. Well, I was thinking about running a new wire for my beverage. I don't know what else could be wrong with it. But it's been attenuating the signal rather than accentuating the signal. So I bought a roll of solid wire, insulated this time instead of electric fence wire. But I don't know if I'm going to have the energy to get out there and do it or not today. And like I said, the foot's already hurting for some stupid reason, so I might put that off. I guess we're supposed to get a lot of rain coming up in the next few days, though, guys. W2T and 0TR.
Yeah, that's what they say it is. They're going to have some rain. And all. But, you know, Tom, if we were young like Steve was, we wouldn't have to worry about these things, you know. He's going to get there one of these days, and then we'll have to listen to his crying about this hurts and that hurts and all that other good stuff to go along with it and see how he fares with it. What do you think on that? Anyway, well, let me get on the road here. I ain't got far to go, but I need to get there early enough that I can get checked in before it's my time. I'll catch you all on the road in a minute. WU2T.
You take it easy, Rusty. And I'll give you both a little reminder. I'm the guy with two new knees, and I got arthritis in my hands so bad I can't have to do stuff sometimes. And I'm a lot younger than both of y'all. So, I got plenty of room to complain. And I am about to try to throw a NVIS over the top of my 50-foot tower so that I can get on the 80-meter. And I was listening to 80-meter last night, and I'll tell you what, I'm not sure I even want to bother with that mess. That was the most foul-mouthed bunch of people I ever heard in my life on there. Sheesh. When I was around the military, I didn't hear stuff like that.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, Steve. You don't belong on the airwaves. I hate that. But you're quite correct. And I got my own theory on that. But they're supposed to be official observers and call them down on that. But it just don't happen. And they're getting as bad as the CBers at times. And I hate to hear that. I'm not surprised. That's why I pretty much stay on CW. But, you know, when they get a big pileup on CW, you'll start hearing the letters Fox Uniform over and over and over when somebody steps on somebody else and stuff like that. And so it's propagated over there. And I didn't used to hear that in the old days, but... there's no code requirement down there in that last 25 kilohertz, and I think that soiled a lot of it, but that's just an old-timer's opinion. I don't make the rules. Anyways, go ahead. See, I think, Rusty, if you didn't sign, we'll go take it, and if not, go back to Steve. It's in 0TR.
Rusty checked on out on us there, Tom. But, yeah, I mean, one of them got talking about one of them getting fined and somebody else losing their license and calling each other racists. And I mean, just, man, I don't need any of that. And I tell you what is that Carolina net, South Carolina net? Isn't that 3915?
I've only checked into that, I think, one time. But Rusty can tell you all about it. He was some kind of a administrator in one of those nets down there. And you get a number, I think. But I think that's a pretty good net. I don't check in on nets. I had a friend that I come over to have Bernice do some sewing yesterday. And I met her husband, and I give him a tour of the ham radio, and, you know, it was pretty fortunate during the day. I heard something on 40 meters. I was really surprised at that time of day, and it was Montenegro, which is, I think, someplace over in Africa. I don't know. I didn't pay much attention. I worked that, and I worked some guy up in Vermont just to show him, and then I worked a gentleman here on 2 meters. I really enjoyed that. There's still a lot of good people out there. You just have to, when you get on that frequency, you just have to figure out where the good ones are and where the, just stay away from, Steve, because there's no mercy in there. It's in 0TR.
But I got on 3915 about 9 or 9:30 last night, and I know it was after their net. I'll tell you what, that was one of the spots for some of that stuff was going on. I was real disappointed. And you know what? I've never really heard them doing like that on 40 or 20 or even 10 or any of those. But, man, last night, 20 was dead. I mean, dead as a hammer.
W2T Mobile.
Recognizing Rusty. Yeah, you'll learn which bands are open when, and right now there's not going to be anything in the upper bands as a general rule of an evening, and people go down to the lower bands. But as I said, there are areas you want to avoid, and I don't know how you'd ever stop that. If they were saying people got fined, it appears that they had no fear of it. And I hate to hear that. It's a deterioration that shouldn't occur, but there's less and less monitoring from the people in the FCC, and pretty soon they're liable just to take those bands away from us for that reason. Go ahead, Rusty. W2T and 0TR.
Hello again, guys. Well, I'll tell you what, Steve, that group on 3915 that gets on there late, they're not typical. That's a group, and hopefully as they get more of the folks online that are monitoring. We don't have that many down here yet like they're supposed to. They're slow getting them, getting people to do it. And as they get them back, I think some of that will be looked at a lot harder than you think. But, you know, they're watching it and everything else. But some of these guys, they're, you know, I suspect some of them used to be CBers and would let that, you know, and that way, that's what that comes from, unfortunately. But there are a number of good guys on there, and you just have to watch when you got, and you can find that problem on just about every band, as Tom says. I mean, it's just a bunch of people that, you get some of these folks that they think this is a place just strictly for their personal use, and it's not. And one of these days, soon, they're going to learn it. WU2T Mobile. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, I was cruising around, and there was a guy on 7200. I guess he was running 15,000 watts. But, I mean, he made no bones about it that he was the king of that frequency, period. And I'll tell you what, I didn't stay on there but about 30 seconds because that was about as foul as I've ever heard. Man. But anyhow, neither here nor there, I made my first offshore contact into Northern Ireland on 20 meter on Friday morning about 10 a.m. That was great.
This is N0TR. Bernice just got a message from the daughter there. Sorry about that. There used to be a guy, and Rusty can tell you this, for many years on 14-2, I think it was 14-331 at Rusty, and he'd broadcast music, and, oh, it was just about as foul as you're talking about, and he did it regularly, and that was his frequency, and it cost him his license, his equipment, and multiple thousands of dollars in fine. Finally, but that went on for years, I'd say, and there are just, so you just stayed away from that frequency, and they absolutely shouldn't do it, and that's why I'm rather strict here. I don't, even the smallest infraction, there's one gentleman here that I just don't talk to because he swears on the repeater, and so when he comes on, I just get off. And it starts out little, and it grows, Steve, like I tried to explain to you one time when we were visiting, and that's how it did on the lower bands. So we got to, you lead by example, in other words, and I think Rusty can tell you that. And we've all been guilty of that at one time or another, myself included, ornery days when we were younger, but I never did do things like that. Anyways, WU2T and 0TR.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm like Tom, Steve. If some of that shows up, I go find somewhere else. There's a whole lot of bandwidth out there and a lot of frequencies that you can get on and work people, and you don't have to put up with that. And if you can get, if you get call signs of some of these people sometime when you hear that, write them down, and then get in touch with me, and I'll tell you what to do with them, how to get that taken care of. I've got some ends with several people right now that help out. So anyway, but that's another story. But good, congratulations on your contact. That's, you always got to get that first DX contact in there. And that's basically what that is for you. That's someone who is not a DX expedition, but it's a foreign country, and that's how you start building your DXCC contacts. You work those countries. And when you get 100 of them confirmed, then you can get that nice certificate to go on the wall. Tom and I both have those, and we both got endorsements on it. In fact, I'm going to very soon send in I've got stuff to get mine endorsed up another level, so I'm probably going to do that soon too. But anyway, but you'll find, Steve, that you learn where you go and where not to go, and it's one of these things you don't want to, you don't want to get in with some of those crowds, because they're going to start, getting you into that, and you don't want to, so watch that. Well, I have arrived at my doctor's office, and I'm getting ready to pull into a parking place, so I need to go on in here and get signed in, checked in, as they say, and wait my turn here. That's if I can get this person that's in front of me to figure out where they're going. Pull around the corner and stop, of course. Anyway, I'll talk to you guys later. KN4VWA to take it with N0TR W2T. 73s for now.
Let's see if I got it. Well, Steve, congratulations on that contact. Northern Ireland is, they got a lot of operators up there. And that's always exciting. I talked to Ramon on 20 meters yesterday. I tell you what, go to your QST and look at the spatial events station. And they're a lot of fun. And you can make a lot of contacts there. And there's a lot of certificates if you're interested in that. From submarines, carriers, you name it. George Washington's Mount Vernon holiday. And guys just, you know. Celebration of the Marine Corps and the Iwo Jima and different things. They list them every month in there, and there's a lot of them in there that you can look at and work. The phone call's all signed for now. This is N0TR.